It's cue for a three.
Yeah!
Shoots it at the horn. No good. The Grizzlies win it. 116-150.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome to the West Plains Civic Center for Grizzly Basketball again tonight, and we're back home and in Region 16 play, as the Grizzlies play host to the Mineral Area Cardinals from Park Hills, Missouri. And I'm honored to have, for the second time this year, former Grizzly head basketball coach Brian Osterman with me. He is doing broadcasting now at the high school level. He's doing some online stuff. I should ask you, are you enjoying broadcasting so far?
I am. You know, I have the easy job. I just ride coattails with a play-by-play guy, and I work with Brad Coleman up in Mountain Home, and it's fun to work with you here covering Grizzly basketball.
Well, we should have a really good game tonight, Brian. From all indications, these teams are pretty close record-wise, 11-6 and 9-8. And the last time the Grizzlies played Mineral Area, they picked up the win. That was here last February, 73-61. It's brand new year, brand new players, and the Grizzlies have been playing better. They lost by 30 at Moberly on Saturday, but that was one of those trips that will happen every now and then at Moberly. But shooting the basketball from the perimeter let us down a little bit Saturday, but it wouldn't have made much difference. When you lose by 30, making four or five more threes isn't going to make that much difference.
Probably more problems than just making perimeter shots. But certainly here this evening, the three ball is going to be a real factor because the Grizzlies, they shoot the three a lot better than Mineral Area. They're making over 11, about almost 10 a game. 9.
That's really good.
And Mineral Area is only making 7. So that has to hold true because that's a 10-point swing.
Right.
So we have to defend the three well tonight, and we have to shoot it well. And certainly we expect to shoot it better in the friendly confines of the Civic Center.
And another thing, too, the Grizzlies have been really, really good at free throw line. So along with making those threes, you got to get some penetration and get to the line a bunch tonight. All right. We're going to get to the break prior to the game, and then we'll have the starters and tip it off. Coming up next on KY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stovepipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back with Brian Osterman. We also have Drew Joyce here providing the live stream if you want to check that out on YouTube, our YouTube channel, along with Facebook. As the Grizzlies and the Mineral Area Cardinals will be introduced to the crowd here before we get started, here are the starters for Mineral Area. They're coached by Tony Irons, the son of legendary Floyd Irons from St. Louis basketball. Starting five, Caron Garrett. He is a 6'7 freshman from St. Louis. Edwin Dooling, 6'1 sophomore from Chicago. Nasir Binion, 6'5 sophomore from St. Louis. Jordan Richard, a 6'4 sophomore from St. Louis. And Nazir Allen, who is their leading scorer, is a 6'9 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. He's averaging 14.5 a ball game. Grizzly starting five will look like this as they're introduced to the crowd. Tyrell Smith, a redshirt sophomore from Coffeyville, Kansas, and he has played great lately. He was about the only guy that really had much juice on Saturday. Also in the starting lineup will be Desire Green from Parkview High School in Springfield, a 6'4 freshman. Our postman, 6'5", Javon Barbie from Tacoma, Washington. Shadarius Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana. Very good year for Chuck so far. And the sharp shooter from the perimeter, Ace Evans, he is a redshirt freshman from Milwaukee. Jared Fay is the head coach of the Grizzlies. You know, one thing that I've noticed this year that is different about the Grizzlies, last year we had this horrible problem of getting off to bad starts. And when you play good to better than good teams, if you get off to a bad start and put yourself in a 10-15 point hole, that is hard to get out of.
Well, you're always climbing uphill, and certainly, you know, every coach wants his team to get off to a good start, but I think it's particularly important here this evening when you're defending your own court to get off to a good start. Both of these teams come in at 0-1 in region play, so the intensity of this thing should be really off the charts, Harlan.
20 minutes on the clock. Officials have the ball, and we're ready to go at the Civic Center. Folks stand for the tip, and the tip is won easily by Nazir Allen, but it goes out, and it's going to be picked up finally by setup and get this game started. Edwin Dooling with the basketball at the point. Man-to-man by the Grizzlies. Let's see how this works out. And they've got Javon on the big kid, Nazir Allen. Out on the perimeter, pick and roll, a kick it to the point. And now Garrett with the basketball. He is 6'7", guarded by 6'3", Tyrell Smith. Put it on the deck, drive it down, put it up off the glass, no good. Foul be called on the first trip down, 31 seconds in. Tyrell Smith for the Grizzlies gets the first foul of the game, and it'll be two shots for Mineral Area.
Garrett, ironically, is 6'7", freshman, is their best three-point shooter, too, Harlan. So he's a key player to watch in tonight's ballgame.
Looking at their lineup, Tony Irons from St. Louis, and you look down their roster, it is St. Louis Oplenty. Here's a free throw, first try, good, 1-0 is the score as Nasir Binion gets the first point of the ball game. We have scored a ton of points at home this year, and just overall, we've been averaging right around 90 a ball game, upper 80s. Here's free throw again, and good.
So size will be a critical factor in this game, too. We'll talk about it a lot, but they're very lengthy, very tall.
Here's another factor. Full court pressure in Mineral Area forces a 5-second call, and they get the ball right back with a 2-0 lead here in the opening moments of the ball game. I don't know. We acted kind of like we weren't prepared for that, but you never know. Here's the inbound play from underneath. They'll wrap it around, and they'll get the ball to Jordan Richard. He'll just back down, turn around, fade away, 13-footer, side iron off the lip, no good, tipped out of bounds, off the Grizzlies, and he'll stay with Mineral Area.
Yeah, we're gonna have to rebound well against that size, and we had an opportunity, and now they get an offensive board off the tip out.
Inbound far right corner, Richard up, takes it in against Asaya Green, just pulls it right to the basket and lays it up and in.
I would, I haven't seen Mineral Area, but Coach Irons, if he coaches like his dad, is going to be a lot of men to men.
Yep. A lot of pressure all over. Here's a ball knocked away out front, nearly lost. Ace Evans has it on the right wing with 12 on the shot clock. He puts it on the deck to the corner. Josiah curls over, step back, lean in, scoop shot, got knocked to the floor. Good grief as the ball goes flying out of bounds.
After the shot, it was a tremendous block on the shot by Mineral Area. And then Desiah and the defender collided. You thought there could have been a call. Perhaps a good no call.
Two on the shot clock, inbound. Ace catches, shoots in time, but it's short. Ball comes long, picked up at the free throw line. Long pass up the right side of the floor. In the corner, Allen, ball fake, travel with the basketball, turnover on Mineral Area.
He is a good-looking young freshman, that's for sure, at 6'7", playing out on the wing. Here again, full-court pressure.
In the backcourt. With the ball, Evans as the Grizzlies clear out. Ace in the front court to the left point. Shandarius Glass, pull up, three ball. Left point is no good. Ball comes off to the right side. Nazir Allen with a rebound, and here come Mineral Area. 4-0 lead. We need to get a bucket here and just settle things down a little bit and get into the flow of the ball game. Give folks a chance to sit down. In the left corner. Wrap around pass baseline. Allen catches up underneath, up and good. And it's 6-0. Grizzlies playing without their two biggest players, Alonzo Easterling and Jalen Heisen. They're both out for the year, so small team. Ball tipped away, picked up by the Grizzlies. Quick pass to the far left corner. Tyrell's going to force a three, and it's good. Good shot.
That's big. That was big. You don't want to get too far of a hole here at home, obviously.
And the Grizzlies are going to take a timeout. 17:46 to go in the first half, and it's 6-3. We're evidently going to change something here. We may see the Grizzlies go to a zone after this timeout. But there is little doubt, and you see this in a lot of games, playing undersized, anytime you have a matchup, a lot of the time you'll see that bigger player just put that shoulder down and go directly through the basket.
That's a strength factor, too. Strength and balance and Mineral Area showing to be real aggressive here to start this fall game. But, yeah, took time out by Coach Fay there. Maybe settle these guys down a little bit. We'll see what they come out here, if they change defenses or not. Sometimes when you're small, man-to-man actually is the best defense to play, and switching everything is also the best thing to do sometimes because your matchups really don't make a difference when you're shorter than the other guys.
Still in the straight man-to-man, the Grizzlies on defense with Edwin Dooling at the point for Mineral Area. Gets it across down to Richard. Richard to the point now. Ball to Teron Garrett, 6'7". Playing at a guard. Now on the left side. Ball fake. Hard drive to the hoop. Up and around off the board and good. And one step was all he needed to get to the rim. And the basket will go to Binion. And he has 4 points.
You see the lack of size there for us, for the Grizzlies, Harlan, because there's really no resistance at the rim once they get there. We don't have a shot blocker in there. Anything like that.
Here's a foul and a reach-in out front. That'll stop the clock, 17:06. And the foul is going to be on big Nazir Allen. And that is their first foul of the basketball game. If we could get somebody in foul trouble, that would be a pretty good candidate right there. Inbound, Ace Evans with it. 8-3, Grizzlies trail. Baseline, good pass underneath. Up inside, no good. Ball knocked away. Picked up after the block at the point. Ace Evans, three, good.
Bingo. Gotta love the bingos.
If we can get him going, that will be a mitigating factor to how this ball game goes, especially in the first half with an 8-6 score now on the left sideline. Allen guarded by Javon, and now on the left side, 17-footer drilled by Nazir Allen. Coach, if he wants to shoot that, let him shoot it, right?
Yeah, you got to keep him away from the basket at 6'9". But, boy, that looked like a sweet stroke right there, too.
Yeah, that didn't rattle around.
No.
Straight down. John Glass at the point. A7, straight up. Step back from 23 feet. Good.
Bingo. Another one. 1 point game.
Kid can flat shoot the basketball. It's 10-9 now. Grizzlies down one. Allen with it. We've made three shots. All three are threes. Right point. We're up for another three, and that's good. The bottom of it for Teron Grant. 6'7" guard makes his first basket. We get the ball tipped out of bounds, staying with the Grizzlies in the backcourt. 15:54 to go, and we'll have immediate timeout coming up in about a minute or so. Oh, forget that. Timeout now. 13-9.
That is immediate timeout.
15:54 to go in the first half. Grizzlies down by four. Back in a minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
It's 19-13, and the Grizzlies, 4 minutes into the basketball game, gotten a brief hold, but have now moved it out to a 4-point difference, and they'll have the ball in the backcourt. Javon Barbie will throw it in, does to Sean Glass.
Most of his press, Harlan, is kind of a token man-to-man, and just kind of slows you down more than anything.
Sometimes it's not about stealing the ball, is it?
Nope. It's about controlling tempo. And the Grizzlies average 91 a game, and I believe Minnesota's only in the upper 70s. So they want this game in the 70s. They don't want to get away from them either, so especially on the road for Mineral area.
Grizzly ball left point. Sean Glass with it. Gives it over to Ace Evans on the right side. Kai Lindsey in the ball game. He spins and lost the ball out of bounds. And that'll be touch glass by the Grizzlies.
And a shot clock, too, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
A little stagnant there. Grizzlies need to get that ball popping if they can. Again, they're against a pressure team.
Now we're going to have a little bit of three-quarter court pressure.
1-2-2 by the Grizzlies.
On the left side in the front court, they get it across with Edwin Dueling to the corner. Here's Garrett with a long three air ball. On the weak side, Allen came right to him. He laid it up and in.
Too easy.
John Glass with it. Up the middle to the right sideline now. Back out to Ace Evans. 5 minutes in, 15-9 Mineral area. Ace over, Kai in the corner. Desiah with a three look, and that's off the near far iron coming back towards the shooter. Picked up and back the other way with Dueling. Hands it off to Garrett. Garrett skipped pass to the left corner. But fake, back outside it goes to Dueling at the left point. 15-9, Mineral area with the lead. Early going. Region opener at the Civic Center. On the right, here's a catch and shoot for a three, and it's no good. Long rebound off, and Damani Barley has it. Here we go. Damani spins to the middle. Trapped, lost the ball, stole it. Back the other way. Bounce pass across. Alley-oop, and the lay-in is good by Nazar Allen. He's going to dunk it, but he got control way above the rim.
Pretty play. Good catch and finish by that young man, and not an easy one.
He averages 14.5. He's got 8 points already. Kai Lindsey over to a long three by Glass, and that's way off the mark. And it's picked up by Mineral. They get it up the right side of the floor. Binion with the ball. No look to the left point. Dueling ball fake. Takes it in. Dishes off and a lay-in on the right baseline by Nasir Binion. And it's 19-9. Not good. We need to get
We talked about getting a good start. This is not that, obviously.
We are not taking the ball to the basket at all. We are just standing, as Dean Smith used to say, we're throwing it around the infield out here on the three-point line.
Yeah, we've been stagnant at times. We've moved it at times, but we have not had many paint touches. Regardless how big you are, you got to get the ball in the paint.
Here's a three at the point, and it's partially blocked on the shot that time by Garrett. Now back the other way, Mineral with it. On the right sideline. Ball faking the dribble in by Garrett, fadeaway jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Sean Glass. Grizzlies want to push it 3-on-3. Sean up the middle. Crossover. Kicked it. Lost it. Turned it over. Back to Mineral. Left to right. Up the head. Allen with a big left-handed dunk. Timeout, Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think that was our third turnover, Harlan.
12:51 to go in the first half, and the Grizzlies off to a sluggish start, trailing 21-9. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Are you ready for number one? Then you're ready for Steel, the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Steel makes over 30 models of chainsaws designed for homeowners and professionals. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply is a platinum level certified Steel dealer and can match you with the model that's right for your needs. Get the world's number one selling brand of chainsaw, Steel, at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Are you ready for a Steel?
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Back at Civic Center, 21-9. It's Mineral Area with the lead. The Grizzlies substitute here. And, well, they substituted, I think, two anyway. Blaine Harris is out there. Clayton Robbins is out there for the Grizzlies, and he's out there to shoot the ball. Ty drives through all the way. Layup with the left hand. Good. We went to the basket.
That was great, taking it to the rim.
Ty Lindsey makes it 21-11, right baseline. Here's a 16-footer, wide open, good.
There's that 6'7 freshman shooting mid-range.
23-11. He is 6'7", and with his hair, he's about 7'2".
Yeah. A good afro going, for sure.
Devontae Barley at the point. Here's Blaine with a three. That's good, Blaine Harris.
Much needed.
.11-50 and counting, 23-14. I already quoted Dean Smith a little while ago, but I'll quote him again. 40 minutes is a long time, and a late whistle and a foul call. And right there you saw a perfect example of the way the officials are calling now. There was a player got tripped, fell to the floor, and he lost the ball. Well, we got it, and so that makes it a foul.
Yeah.
And I'm not making that up. That is exactly what I've been.
They are told this year to wait until the play is almost completely finished, obviously, and then blow the whistle.
Yep, and that's what they do. 23-14, timeout, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stovepipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you've got wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
At Civic Center, it's Mineral Area 23, Grizzlies 14. We have 11:40 to play in the first half, and Mineral has the ball underneath, inbound left corner. Teron Garrett to the low block, posting inside, shot no good, put back is up, no good, tipped up again, that's good.
There's that size being a factor again.
Isaiah Purvey with the bucket, his first, and I was mentioning during the break, they haven't substituted yet. Well, he's just came to the ball game. Tyrell Smith down the key all the way, right hand layup high off the board, no good, whistle, blocking foul. I think that was another example of it right there.
Yeah, they're blowing that whistle pretty late, seeing the whole play develop and unfold, and kind of a new adjustment for all the officials out there in men's collegiate basketball. But again, here's the good thing. We took the ball to the basket.
Yes.
Again, we've come out of that last time out, and we've taken it to the rim a couple of times.
First free throw is good by Tyrell Smith. Tyrell, he's about the only guy that had any kind of gas in the tank on Saturday offensively. He led the Grizzlies scoring in that game.
Again, 14.
Yes. Next one, in and out. Bad break. Rebound pulled down. Off the rim by Teron Grant. in the right corner to the baseline, cut off by Tyrell, turn, fade shot off the board, won't go, bobbled around, picked up by Javon Barbie. Grizzlies long left the right side. Blaine Harris waits, gets it to Kai. Kai dribbles over, fall away from 13 is good. Tough shot. He is a tough kid. He is a tough player. Back now in the front court to the right point. On the left to the wing, they'll hand it. Now out front. Purvey with it. Lob inside, good steal. Ace Evans, turnover on Mineral. Front court, take it to the hole, young man. He does. High off the board and good. High off the glass. Ace has eight. It's 25-19. We suddenly look much better going to the basket.
Yeah, we've cut in this lead right away by doing so.
25-19. Brian Oakman, our color man tonight, former Grizzly head coach.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, anytime. Grant goes baseline, pulls up, 12-footer is short, comes off the deck, picked up by Blaine Harris. And now Kai Lindsey. We're going to push it a little bit more. Here goes Kai. Kicks it to the far right side. Barbie has it, had Harris open, couldn't get him the ball, and now over on the left point, it's A7. Isaiah Purvey on him, step back to the right side. Kai, three ball off the back iron, rebounded by Purvey, and here come Mineral Air. You got to get back on defense. Now down the middle, all the way to the hole. Puts it up, got hung up, kicks it out. Now on the left wing, a three is up and in and out. Rebound bobbled and picked up, and picked back up now by Mineral. They missed the putback, get the rebound, put up, spins off, another one, and it's good.
I'm losing track of offensive rebounds. It feels like they got about 9 or 10 already.
I got a number too many. Down the key, here's Lindsey, and he drives and gets fouled by Purvey. And he'll go to the line and shoot two.
They've had a couple of possessions where they've actually gotten three on a possession, so I think I have them for eight right now. And you're right, eight too many.
When you play, when you're a kid and you're playing basketball with your older cousin and they're, you know, they're about 3-4 years older than you and you play one-on-one, you can't get a rebound. That's kind of what this feels like, you know?
Yeah. I was always the one getting the rebounds. I had three little brothers. So.
Okay, well, that's advantageous. First free throw, Kai Lindsey. It's good. And Kai will have one more.
Well, we're already back to a 7-point game. I think we were, what, at 14 maybe? And we got a chance. Now we're at 6. So plug away here and get this thing knotted up or whatnot by halftime. You feel pretty good. Even though we had the slow start.
Grizzlies go to, I thought we were in the zone, but we're still man-to-man. Now down the left side of the key. Kick it out to the right wing. Drive it to the baseline. Pull up, 12-foot jump shot. In and out, back in again. And the bucket for Edwin Dooling, his first of the ball game. 29-21, Mineral Area. Kai Lindsey up ahead. Josiah Green back in the game. Crossover, good move. Drives to the hole, puts it up, and no good. Tipped away, picked up by Nazar Allen, and the Cardinals in the red and black on the right side. Three ball is good.
And right away, we're back to 11. Big possession here early in this midway through the second half.
Romello Smith just in the ball game. Knocks down the three ball, so it's now 32-21. Sean Glass to the left wing. Kai steps all the way through. Goes up high off the board. Got fouled on the shot. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because we're still attacking. We're still taking it.
That's two on him. Nazir Allen picks up number two with 8:12 to go. Now, let's see if they leave him on the floor or if they go to the bench. Looks like they're going to go to the bench. It's Kai Lindsey at the line for the Grizzlies. 2 out of 2. First try here is good.
Well, certainly getting 6'9 out of the game weakens their rim protection. And the way we've been driving the ball here the last 5 minutes or so, that's a good thing. Getting him out of there.
Yes, absolutely. Next try, Kai, it's in and out. Rebound spins off and picked up. And back come Mineral with it in the front court. Left corner, open shot. That's an air ball. And the Grizzlies come away with it with Kai Lindsey. down the left side. Far side in the corner. Open shot for Glass. In and out. Bad break comes out. And bad long pass up the floor. Cardinals up ahead. Here's the driving layup, and he missed it. John Glass hustled back on defense. And now Josiah Green at midcourt.
Fortunate there that we didn't have anybody back in transition D, and they missed the layup.
John goes in, puts it up, just puts up a wild shot, but he drew contact, and he'll get to the line and shoot two. And again, we get to the free throw line, and if we're going to come back in this game, and we're just down 10, free throws are going to be important. 7:32 to go, and it's media timeout. Grizzlies trail 32-22 to Mineral Area. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back at the Joe Paul Evans Arena, the West Plains Civic Center, the Region 16 home opener for the Grizzlies, 0-1 in league play, and they're down by 10, 32-22, as the Grizzlies will be at the free throw line. And Sean Glass, say hi to Sean's mom, listening and probably watching tonight down in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Plenty of ball game left here, plenty of half left here to cut into this lead even more. As you mentioned, free throws are going to be big here because we've got an opportunity to keep attacking the rim and getting to that free throw line.
The Grizzlies shoot again, good again by Sean Glass. And we have, last year, were not a very good free throw shooting team. That's just pretty much all there was to it. But this season, different year. We are, like tonight, we're 6 out of 7 from the line.
So you get to region play, and boy, those, everything gets magnified.
Yes. Yes. That's absolutely right. Romello Smith off the bench at the point. At the right point now. They'll get the ball to Jordan Richard on the left side. Blaine Harris in the ball game, playing defense there. Down to the low block. They post up. Bang! That's got to be a foul, and it is. Finally called offensive. Good grief. You see
that? A little bit there, the Grizzlies were, and even though we got mismatches everywhere, it seems, if we hold our ground like that, we're going to get more than one charge tonight. That was a good job.
32-24. A7's with the ball. Right over the Grizzly mouth at midcourt. Over on the right side, Javon Barbie, reach in, knocked away, picked up by Josiah. Leans in, left-hand shot, partially blocked, tipped off the rim, picked up by, well, nobody, tipped out by the Grizzlies, and they'll go back over to Mineral Area. Blaine Harris tried to tip it out.
Tried to tip it out, you know, the ace, but just tipped it out too far. Good effort by the Grizzlies there. It's got to string together, you know, we always talked about three in a row. Right now is a good time for three in a row. Three stops in a row and three scores in a row, and then you're right back in it or with the lead even.
Makai Joyner in the lineup for Mineral. He's a 6'5 forward from Savannah, Georgia. Now on the left point with 6:35 and counting. 32-24, Mineral with the ball. Ball fake into the paint. Pull up, 13-footer is good. And I'm telling you, Grant
thought he got away
play.
With a walk there on the catch, but pretty liberal in calling travels these days, I think.
Yeah, that's... I'm seeing some of that. A7's behind the back move. Goes to the lane. Puts it up in the right hand. No good. Got knocked to the floor. No whistle. So we go back the other way. And here come Mineral on the fly. The Cardinals at the point. Garrett, unguarded three. Is straight on and good. I'm becoming a rapid believer in this kid.
Yeah. He's a good-looking kid.
And it's 13-point game now. Barbie has it knocked away on the baseline. Desiah, triple team, ball away, baseline shot, no good. And now Mineral with a chance to add on and make this a 15 or 16 point game. All the way down the hole, no good, put up an end, and the Cardinals add on Jordan Richard with that, and it's 39 to 24. And now here's a ball that was kicked, and now a late whistle. And I don't know if this is a foul or a violation in the backcourt.
Not sure.
The ball was definitely kicked. And so play is stopped. It looks as if we're walking to the other end of the floor. Now who knows? 5:27 to go in the first half, 39 to 24, and
the technical foul here.
Huh. So Teron Grant will go to the line. He's got 10 points. First one, no good. Well, the technical must have been on Desiah because he has the foul on the board. Is Garrett makes one of two.
Yep, there you go. You're probably right. He probably said something inappropriately, and he is coming out of the game, and he's a little frustrated.
So the technical foul, plus it's a personal foul.
And he did bring him out. I used to, anytime a kid got a technical for me, they automatically came out because you don't want it to unravel, and usually it's an emotional thing.
40-24, posted inside Binion off the board, no good, put back no good, and there's going to be a foul on the rebound on the Grizzlies.
Two more offensive rebounds, Harlan. We have just and their big guys and their little guys have been touching the ball down there, so we've not done a very good job boxing out tonight or playing physical. And regardless of your height, you still can box
yes.
out and play physical.
The foul is on Damani Barley for the Grizzlies. Free throw number one is good by Edwin Dooley. 41-24. And good again.
Quick 10-2 run here since that media. So in 2 minutes, 10-2. We need a bucket here.
Ty Lindsey has it in the backcourt. We really, really need to score. Down by now 18. But 5 minutes to go in the half. Now you have to think more about getting it back down to 10 by halftime if you can.
We at the media we're thinking maybe tying it. Now it's back to, can we get it back to 8?
Out on the wing, now back out front. Shot clock at 4, long 3 by Glass, no good. Rebound kicked out, and here they go, 2-on-2. Wraparound pass on a cross-court bounce pass, back out on the left side. And now to the right point. To the baseline, they go to the right. Binion holds it, backs in, muscles in, shoots it, back iron, no good. Rebound, good defense by Tyrell Smith that time. Now up ahead. And now we'll get a foul call. Damani Barley got tripped up coming down the floor.
And we're in the bonus. So, again, the importance of, you could slow the game down, in essence, by getting to the free throw line, controlling tempo, getting back into this thing. We're in the bonus the rest of the half here. So, and we've done a nice job, really, the last 8 or 10 minutes of driving the ball to the basket.
Damani Barley at the line. First drive for Damani is good. One more run, and that cuts it to 42-25. And Barley's try is off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sear Binion. Mineral area with the basketball now. Right side, dueling to the corner on the bounce. They play a fan game. He'll keep the ball, pull up, shoot a 12-footer, good. This Newling kid is pretty good guard.
Pretty wide open jump shot there. He did a great job of just kind of taking his time.
44-25. Glass takes it hard to the rim. Left-hand lay-in is good.
Nice finish.
First field goal for Sean tonight. They post up inside and try to get it to the low block. They do give and go. Cut back on the left side. Left-hand lay-in is up and good by Romello Schmidt.
Pretty play by Mack right there. A little give and go, as you mentioned. It still works. Pick and roll, give and go.
Ty Lindsey holds up, shoots another three. That's off the back iron and no good. And it's loose, and Devontae had it, lost it. Now it's loose on the deck again, and Blaine Harris calls timeout. 3:11 to go in the half with the score. Mineral Area 46, the Grizzlies 27. And back in, I will tell you momentarily, probably 30 seconds. And
that'll bump the media timeout, I believe, Harlan.
That's going to be a
30 becomes
full.
Four.
So back in a minute on KDY.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Speed and Fox Fly, we have it all for you. Hi, this is Lane. As the temperatures drop, we have ice melt, stock salt, cattle tank de-icers, and of course, feed for your livestock. Plus, we have top brands of pet food for your dog or cat to provide them the extra energy they need during the winter months. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. The winter months are no problem at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
To go in the first half in the Civic Center. The Grizzlies trail Mineral Area 46-27. And it's been, I won't say an extension of the Saturday game where we just couldn't get much done offensively, but there's a lot of similarities. Here's the inbound Mackay in the corner. Sean Glass with it. Guarded by Binion. Up fakes it. Dribble to the left elbow, follow-away jump shot, no good. Rebound comes off, and here come the Cardinals on the fly with 3 minutes to go in the first half, 46-27. Binion with it to the left point, keeps the dribble. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Here's a pull-up shot for a two, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Sean dribbles in to triple team. And a reach-in foul will be called on Mineral Area, and that'll put us on the line for the 1-1 with 2:40 to go in the half, down by 19.
It's important, Harlan, here, that this last 2:40 that we close a little bit of this gap and get closer to 10 than the 20.
Free throw number one, good, by Shendarius Glass.
We've been living on the foul line. How many free throws, Harlan?
Well, let's see. We have made 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 from the line. We're 8 out of 10 from the line. And the next one, good.
9 out of 11. And that's a big chunk of our offense here this evening.
46-29. Boy, that three ball goes cold. You got to be careful. Here's a moving screen. Thank you very much for calling that. That is on Isaiah Purvey, who was a moving large object setting the screen that time for the guard, and he picks up his second foul.
You know, defensively, Mack is, their length is certainly bothersome for three-point shooters. You know, and that's why I think we got to get paint touches, kickouts. We got to get the ball moving more. We're not going to just be able to go one-on-one and shoot over.
In the ball game, Kevin Peralon Nunez. For Mineral, no good on the shot from the point. Shot blocked from behind on Blaine Harrison. He got fouled. He'll shoot two with 2:14 to go.
Not sure Coach was happy with that shot. I know I would not have been. But I just made the comment of shooting over. And, you know, we're taking challenge threes. You want open threes. Well, how do you get open threes? Great dribble penetration and great ball movement. And we've been stagnant a lot in this ballgame.
First free throw is no good. That foul, the first, on Edwin Dooling, and Blaine Harris will have a second chance here. He's got 3 points tonight. This one is good. So, 46-30. 2:10 to go in the half. Midcourt, Up the middle, bounce pass ahead. Good defense by Ty Lindsey. He got a hand on that bounce pass, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Mineral. 22 on the shot clock, 2:06 on the game clock, up by 16. On the inbound play, bounce to the low block. Here's Garrett again, posting up on Barley. Turns, right-hand shot short, rebounded by Ty Lindsey. Now, Damani is 6'6". Now, he could probably do a little bit more against Garrett than maybe other people. He's 6'6 and long. Clayton Robbins in the game from West Plains. If he gets it and he's open, he's going to shoot it. I can guarantee you that. Here's Ace. He'll do that from the left point. Good.
That shot. Much needed, though. Much needed.
46-33. Grizzlies with some token pressure, slowing Mineral down a little bit. And now the front court. 1:25 to go in the half. 46-33.
A little confusion here by the Grizzlies on defense. But
near steal, picked up by Garrett. Lobs it to the left sideline. Pull up three ball right in front of the Grizzly bench. Good, but you talk about a dagger.
That was tough.
Edwin Dooley. And timeout call by Mineral. 1:09 to go in the half. And the score, 49-33. Grizzlies trail by 16. And this is a 30-second timeout. Next game for the Grizzlies.
Use it or lose it timeout. Yep.
Yes. The next game for the Grizzlies will be Saturday, and we'll go to State Fair Community College. One of the things that Region 16 has done this year is on Saturday games, all Saturday games start at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's nice.
I like that because if you've got a 3.5, 4-hour bus ride home and you get done at 9 o'clock,
yeah.
That makes for kind of a
crunch. Well, we usually got, if I recall, we had a couple 1 a.m. arrivals, Harlan, back in those days.
Buddy, we had more than one.
and you know, the thing about it back then, though, and we're talking 20 years ago now when I was the head coach here, but we only had 8 region games then. Now they've expanded to 12, but talk about the pressure on those 8.
Right.
Was certainly magnified.
Absolutely. Inbound play for the Grizzlies. They're down 16. 1:08 to go in the half. Ace Evans over to Ty Lindsey in the front court. Straight man-to-man by Mineral area. Clayton Robbins playing the high post. Set the screen for Blaine Harris. Now Damani Barley. Out front. 12 on the shot clock. A lot of dribbling.
Yep. Very stagnant again.
Barley shoots a 3 from the left wing. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Mineral. They come back with Nunez. Now the front court with 37 seconds. 13-second differential on the game clock, shot clock.
Just not a good possession by the Grizzlies out of that timeout.
Didn't do anything with the ball.
And Mineral's content with probably keeping this lead if they can at 16. A little zone action here by the Grizzlies.
Cross court, Nunez. Back out court came from Garrett from 25 feet. In and out. Ball is on the floor, picked up by the Grizzlies. Ace Evans has it with 8 seconds to go. Bring it up, Ace. Ace steps back, shoots a long 3 off the back iron, no good. And that, my friends, is the end of the first half. Mineral area on a pace to hit 100 tonight, pretty much, with a 49-33 halftime lead. And Grizzly halftime is here. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University. What plans, new beginnings, endless possibilities. Brian Osterman and I will come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
This is Curtis at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited, so pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
49-33 is Grizzly Halftime, and the Grizzlies in the Region 16 home opener. I just got a text from a friend who was here watching the game. He said, the Grizzlies have walked into a hornet's nest. Well, Minerals played pretty well, but they've just been so much more aggressive to the basket than the Grizzlies. They've made shots, and they just look like a sharper, on-point basketball team.
Yeah, they're staple Floyd Irons, and now his son Tony, staple man-to-man defense, staple pick you up full court, bother you, decent pressure. But really impressed with them offensively because, they're really sharing the basketball. And the two things they're doing so well offensively is they're sharing the ball and their offensive rebounding. Tremendous. They're running a lot of action, so they got guys in movement. And we, on the other hand, we've been standing around a little bit too much. And, we have got to get better movement now. We did a better job the last half of that first half, getting to the free throw line and driving it to the basket, but we need to do that the entire second half, and then we need to get the ball moving a little bit. Sometimes you got to move it side to side to get it going north and south.
Right. Let's check the scoring in the first half. The Grizzlies trail it by 16 points. Mineral Area being led in the first half by Teron Grant, their 6'7 freshman guard. He's got 11 points. And also with 10, Nazir Allen, their leading scorer, he had to go to the bench with a couple of fouls in the first half that didn't have a whole lot of effect. 9 points for Edwin Dooling, their point guard. They also had 4 points from Jordan Richard, 3 apiece from Romello Smith and Makai Joyner, and 2 for Isaiah Purvey. For the Grizzlies, leading scorer in the first half, Ace Evans, he had 11, 7 for Kai Lindsey. 6 points for Sean Glass, 4 apiece for Blaine Harris and Tyrell Smith, and 1 for Damani Barley. Josiah Green started, played in the first half. He did not score, which is unusual. He's averaging 11 points a ball game. So, at halftime, it's 49-33, and we'll come back in just a little while. We've got, I was going to guess Fairview here. My eyes aren't good as they used to be, but I'm pretty sure the Fairview Flyers are out here performing and entertaining the crowd at halftime. Coming back.
A couple of recruits out there, I think, Hollis.
All right, I'm all for that. We'll take them. Anyway, 49-33 is your halftime score. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24-7. weather's just acting all kinds of crazy this winter. Seems like it's trying to be winter, but something's stopping it one way or the other. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low 48. Over the next couple of days, we're going to see high temps starting at around 67 tomorrow, then 58 on Friday. There are scattered thunderstorms expected tomorrow, and then low temperatures will be dropping to around 47 for Thursday and 39 on Friday. Get more details at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is threatening military action against Iran, accusing leaders of killing protesters. It's an allegation rejected by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi.
I have to tell you that a misinformation campaign is going on at the same time.
Speaking there to Fox News, however, human rights groups claim thousands have died in ongoing anti-government protest. Senate Republicans blocking a measure that would have restricted President Trump from taking further military action in Venezuela without congressional approval.
Senate Republicans continually fall in line behind Donald Trump, no matter how reckless, no matter how unconstitutional, no matter the potential cost of American lives.
Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote to dismiss the War Powers Resolution. America is listening to Fox News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veoza, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's Veovah.com.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Out there in Wichita, the Sunrise, that's quite a program. We're back at Civic Center. It's 49-33. We're mulling over old times here as Brian Ostrin and I sit here tonight. The only other game in Region 16 this evening has the State Fair Roadrunners playing at Moberly tonight. So that leaves the Three Rivers Raiders as the odd team out, and they don't play this evening.
and they're off to a 2-0 start leading the region, so already have a win over Moberly. I suppose it makes a difference, too, now with the new schedule. You play two of the other teams three times, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So which?
I don't know which. I think the odd team out for us may be Moberly, which would be just fine. But now, there was something. The Fairview kids are here tonight, and they played a little scrimmage at halftime. There was something I thought, well, you could speak to this. Coach Bay taking his basketball team out to Fairview. They go to the schools a lot, and there's a method behind that. And I know when you were here, you guys did that sort of thing too, right?
Well, we did a lot of different things for the community. I think community engagement is certainly really, really important for a lot of reasons. Number one, you want to get your players out there to promote the program in a positive way. And a lot of these young guys, boys or girls, they look up to the Grizzly players. And so Grizzly players have to set a positive example within the community. And hopefully that gets reciprocated. Obviously, we saw the Fairview guys out here playing at halftime. So it's good. You know, we've done book readings and over the years of my coaching, and we did High Five Fridays at my last job. Every Friday we would go high five the elementary schools. And so that was kind of a fun thing. And just engagement with your community. They give so much to the programs that they support, the community does, that you want to reciprocate that and say, hey, thank you.
Second half is getting real close, Coach. As you look at the second half, what has to happen for the Grizzlies to get back into the basketball game? One thing, it's got to, I would think, one of the big things, it's got to start at the defensive end. We've got to play better defense.
Well, we can't give up 98 and win. So I think defensively, my number one thing would be is we've got to get bodies on people. We've got to box out. Too many offensive rebounds. And then I'd be really disappointed in the offense from the standpoint we're really settling for really hard shots, one-on-one contested shots. And we want to eliminate those. We want to continue to pound the paint, which we did the last 10 minutes. Talk to them about continuing to do that. But then the ball's got to pop out of there, and maybe it's a penetrate and kick and an extra pass to give you a wide-open look. But let's see if we can't find better shots in the second half, because I don't think we can win if we don't rebound, keep them off the glass, and I don't think we can win if we take contested threes all game.
And I think we saw Mineral Area do a lot of what you just said that we need to do.
They did. They made extra passes. They had open shots. They pounded the offensive glass. So offensively, clearly better. And then defensively, you know, they didn't have to do much. Keep the ball in front and use their length. We got to make them guard. We didn't make them guard because when you go one-on-one, you're not really making anybody guard. The ball's not moving. It's sticking. Don't want the ball to stick. You know, a lot of coaches have a 1 second or 8-tenths of a second, they got to get rid of it. And we're holding the ball for 4, 3, 4, 5 seconds at times.
All this leads to the national tournament at the end of March out in Hutchinson, Kansas.
It's where you want to be.
I go every year now, and hopefully we'll have some company from West Plains.
2011 off the air, is that when the Grizzlies?
Last time we went
time.
As a team. Only team, only time we ever
yeah,
went.
I know, we never got there. We got the two region finals games in my tenure, but one of the years we lost to Mineral Area, and they went on to lose in the Final Four, and one of the other years we lost to the venerable Gene Best, and they went to the Final Four that year. So no shame in losing those games, but you certainly wanted to win them to get to the national tournament, and I'm glad they went in 2011. But that's a long time ago now, huh?
It was a long time ago, and I will say this. I'm always promoting people, if you like basketball, I don't mean just like, if you love basketball, you can go to Hutchinson at the end of March and watch an entire week and watch every game in the tournament, unlike any other tournament anywhere else. It's really something else.
It's a special deal for sure.
It's the tournament at Hutch, they call it. 49-33, second half is rolling, and it's dueling with the ball out front for the Mineral Area Cardinals. They had way the better of it in the first half. 49-33. See what the second half brings. Nazir Allen is back in the game with two fouls for the Cardinals. They're 6'9 postman. Garrett out front. Puts it on the deck, drives in, leans in, shoots it off the board. No good. Tipped over. We've got to get a rebound. Picked up. Barbie up ahead. Good pass. Sean Glass all the way. Lays it up. And good. Sean Glass.
Tough
shot.
Tough shot. six passes for the Mineral area. I was counting. They were really moving the ball. They settled for a tough shot, but we got the run out. Big-time finish.
Now Binion drives the lane, goes up, puts up a wild scoop shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Tyrell Smith has it. Now it's tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. So we get the first bucket of the half. We get a stop. Now we got the ball back.
Got to get another one.
But we got to do something constructive with
three it. Three and three, as I say. Three stops, three scores. So we've got two stops. Let's get our second score here. And then you may force a timeout.
Over in the right to the point. Sean Glass with it. Keeps the dribble alive. Gets it to Tyrell. Tyrell's been our best shooter recently. Let's see if he can get open somewhere. Now Ace Evans at the point. Puts it on the deck, drives in, and a reach-in foul will be called, probably on Garrett for Mineral area. Nope, it's going to be on Dueling instead, his second foul. So that stops the clock with 18:50 to go in
really,
the second half.
Really, these 4 minutes are key, and you want the you always want the other guy to take the first time out. So got to play well early here to get back in.
Right sideline, Sean Glass. Baseline, good wraparound. Here's Desiah. Wide open, lays it up and good.
2-2. Two stops, two scores. One more, and we'll have it at 10 or 9.
49-37. Now in the right corner, Binion steps back, Dueling steps back. Pass down low, that's got to be a charge. It is. Nazir Allen put his shoulder into Desiah and just knocked him flat on his butt.
That's his third foul.
Yes.
We'll see what coach does. He's going to let him play on, which I would too.
You have other options size-wise, so it's not that huge a deal as it would be for like us if we just have one big guy.
Absolutely. But there was our third stop. Let's see if we can get our third score and get this either to single digits or down to 10.
A7 to the right corner, Tyrell Smith. He's guarded by the 6'7 kid, Garrett. He goes up, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two with 18:05 to go in the second half. I like the way the second half has started.
Well, we got an offense rebound, and then we ran a side-out-of-bounds play for a power layup, and now we drive the ball to the basket, and we're shooting two free throws. So some good stuff here coming out of the halftime speech.
So Tyrell Smith to the line, first foul call on Teron Garrett. First free throw by the Grizzlies, Tyrell Smith is good. Remember when the year started, Tyrell coming in here as a transfer from Coffeyville. And can we get a few more of those Coffeyville kids?
Well, and yeah, Coffeyville, Coach Herkimer and I hooked up a couple times in some big-time battles against Coffeyville back in the early 2000s, I guess.
To the right side on the baseline, Garrett picked up by Tyrell. Fade away, 12-foot shot, good. He made him take a tough shot, and he made it. Good shot that time by Teron Grant. He's got 13 points. 51-39, we're back in the ball game. The headlights, or the taillights, that is, a little brighter. Here's a drive by Ace. All the way in, basket good, the foul on the play. It will count, and that'll get him to the line with a chance for a three-point play, and Brian, we're down to 10 now. We've got it down to 10 points.
Got a chance to get single digits, which is always a big thing.
Tony Irons is the head coach for Mineral Area. His father, Floyd Irons, is if there
Hall
is
of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest coaches in the history of the basketball
in
the state of Missouri. You know, you put him right up there with Gene Bass, and Norm Stewart, and I can go on with a lot of other ones, but those are the older ones.
The Vashon Wolverines won so many games.
I coached a couple, and I coached Anthony Love at UMKC, and Jermaine Kemp at called him Q at Missouri Western. Two of Floyd's guys at Vashon.
Wrap around bounce pass goes out of bounds. And the Grizzlies get it back.
Another big stop.
So, here come the Grizzlies with a chance. It's down to single digits. Inside ball loose, picked up by Desiah, goes up and around. Layup no good. Got blocked by Allen. Partially blocked. Back the other way, Dueling at the point. Back out to the right side, to the left wing. Wrap around pass, low block. Allen leans in, turns, shoots, and scores, and there's nothing Javon Barbie.
Great ball movement by them again. Quick ball movement. side to side.
Into the weak side?
To the north side, and then right at the bucket.
Down the key. Here's a drive, blocked away, and a good defensive play that time by Dooley. Now back the other way. Behind the back, bounce pass. Picked up by Allen inside, and a wraparound, a reverse is no good. That's nearly an incredible shot. And now Sean Glass in the front court, 2-on-3. Moves it back. 53-42. Left corner, wide open to Zaya, no good. And the rebound down to Grant, and here they come on the run. Got to stop the ball. Leaning in, the shot is up and good. We gave no resistance.
No resistance. We had an opportunity for a charge, and Ace
gave way.
He needed to step up and take that hit right there.
55-42. I just noticed something here, and I'm going to ask you about it here. I just noticed in the scorebook. Here's Tyrell. He shoots a three, and it's blocked. And now stolen back by Ace. Bounce over, and Barbie lays it up and good.
Big exchange there for the Grizzlies to keep this within 11.
55-44. Allen on the right wing. He'll fire another three, and that's good. Knocked in by Jordan Richard, his first three of the ball game. And he has nine. 58-44. Ace Evans out front. Crossover, beats his man, goes in, lays it high off the board, and good as he spun it in with the offhand, right-handed.
Tough finish. And a turnover by Mack.
All right. Push the pass
media here.
Timeout on the floor. 15-12 to go in the half. The Grizzlies down 12, 58-46. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Hirsch Feed, West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 power service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon, but don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnetite for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Look at the body makeup, you know.
Don't look strong enough.
58-46, and the Grizzlies with the ball in the backcourt, trailing Mineral area here with a chance to cut it to 10 or 9 again. 15:05 to go in the ballgame. Ty Lindsey at the point for the Grizzlies. Bounce pass to the right side to Sean Glass. We're getting better movement, it looks like.
We're running a play out of the timeout.
Barbie with a three, no good. Ball goes into the corner, picked up by Tyrell Smith, but tap touch slash by him, and he'll go back to Mineral.
I'm not sure that's a shot we wanted out of the timeout, but we certainly moved the ball better, and we had a set play call coming out of that timeout. Shot selection is so important in basketball. Bob Knight used to talk about it and say it's one of the things that'll get you beat more than maybe anything else.
Here's a whistle, and we're going to get an offensive foul push-off that time on Romello Smith as he took it down the left side of the key and pushed off to get open. And Romello Smith with his first foul. I was asking Ryan during the timeout, the fact that we have only accumulated three fouls, and one of those came on a technical, by the way.
And they had 10 in the first half, and they already got 5 in the second half, so it's about 15-3 in fouls.
Ty Lindsey up front to the right side, wrapped around, knocked away and stolen. Back up the floor it goes. Cardinals on the break, left-hand lay-in is good. Romello Smith, after making the boo-boo just a moment ago, gets the bucket, 60-46. Ty Lindsey on the right side, Barbie has it. Javon, bad pass, straight across, stolen away, and the lay-in is up and good. Romello Smith again off the turnover. 62-46, it's back to 16. Ball knocked out of bounds in front of the Grizzly bench. Ace Evans and Devontae Barley come in for Sean Glass and Javon Barbie. So that means Devon has the fun of guarding Nazir Allen, the 6'9 postman for Mineral. Here's the inbound play, and Kai Lindsey with it. Keep being aggressive with the basketball here. If you get open, fire it. We need to get that ball to the rim. Here's Kai Lindsey in the lane, leans in, feeds it across. Barley lays it up and good. Good look by Kai Lindsey.
Yeah, good pass there.
Three for the Grizzlies. Damani Barley, 62-48. To the right corner, the Grizzlies straight up man-to-man, and now a mismatch inside. Kai Lindsey is guarding the postman. Allen turns, shoots, and missed it. Thank you for shooting a fall-away jump shot against a 6'3 guard.
Yeah, another great thing to go by. Mismatches don't beat you. Open shots do.
Ace Evans got it to the rim, lost it on the way up, and shot it with both hands. Just kind of tipped it, and it's 62-50.
We're just hanging within striking distance here for these first 7-8 minutes of the second half.
You just get the feeling if we go on a little 10-point run,
absolutely.
Then
get the crowd, get the crowd into it, it would flip the game.
Barley out front, guarding the basketball at the right point with Romello Smith, shot on the wing, no good. Long rebound, here comes Damani Barley, and it's hard to outrun him to the other end. He steps through and lost the ball, picked up by Ace Evans. He circles out to the corner. We need a bucket right here, Brian, in the corner. Josiah Green, ball fake, curls down at the elbow. Fall away from 12 is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Romello Smith.
One and done, and it was a tough shot. Nobody on the offensive glass, everybody watching.
Into the middle, here's Richard. He is tied up in the lane. He's been in the lane forever, and now a whistle and a foul on the shot. And that will put Mineral on the line with 12:05 to go in the second half, 62-50. The Cardinals with the lead. You don't see 3 seconds call much anymore.
Sure don't. And they're not shooting free throws here, Harlan. So
on the floor, evidently, that's the second foul on Josiah Green. Josiah has half our fouls.
Yeah.
Here's the inbound play out front. Over on the right wing. Wide open. Shoot a three, and it's good. Then if you leave him open, Doolin will make it. He's got 12. 65-50. It just feels like it's so much more work for us to score than it is for them.
That's, yeah, because we've been too stagnant. Let's get that ball moving. One pass and a shot.
Ace from 26 feet. Good.
Bingo. We'll take it, but doesn't solve our ball movement problem.
Peanut butter and jelly is good, but can't live on it. Baseline turnaround is good by Garrett.
Tough shot by the Cardinals.
Teron Garrett's got 15 points. 67-53. Kai Lindsey down the lane all the way. Shot blocked away by Allen. Terrific block. I mean, he is a presence.
Absolutely.
Around the rim. Absolutely. Garrett, free throw line. Pull up, 16-footer, in and out. Nobody rebounded, and there's Allen wide in.
Offensive rebound and finish.
That's effort. That is effort right there. Nazir Allen, terrific play, 69-53. In the right corner, back out to Ace on the right wing. To the left side, Kai drives in, lost it on the way up, and he got fouled on the play. 10:42, we'll get a timeout on the floor. 69-53, middle area.
Out of bounds.
I thought we're, there it is.
It'll be our ball out of bounds.
69-53, back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
We were 36 out of 43. Yeah.
We outscored it by 20 from the line.
Yeah, we had a good whistle that night for sure.
Back to play, and it's Grizzly ball in the corner. Harris out to the point. Ace Evans up fake. Steps in, keeps it to the deck, puts it off the board. Up and good, Ace Evans. Bringing us back a little bit here. And Ace here in the second half has 11 points and 22 for the game. 69-55. Grizzlies go to a zone. To the high post. Low block, pass inside, and a... Hope Blaine Harris didn't hurt Nazir Allen. He reached in there, but a foul called.
He gave a good shove, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a brutal. Just Blaine's like, I barely touched him. It'd take a lot more than that to change his shot. Here's the inbound and a catch and shoot. No good by Allen, but a foul will be called on the Grizzlies again. Clayton Robbins in the ball game for the Grizzlies, playing defense, mainly for defense. He's 6'5", and so he's close to a better matchup than most other people. And he gets the foul here, and that'll put Nazir Allen on the line for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Free throw number one is no good.
That didn't look good there by that young man, Nazir. We'll see if he holds himself at the foul line here and gets good follow through, but that was kind
of
ugly.
That's more of a shot put than anything else. And his next try is good.
Much better. Promising prospect there for you Division I coaches that are watching online.
Man alive. He reminds me a lot of a couple of the kids that Trinity Valley had last year that transferred from Mineral Area. And they may end up down in Athens, Texas, where it's all over with. Top of the circle, and Sean Glass drives, puts it high off the board. No good. That was a forced shot. And the rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. 15-point game. Out front, Nunez steps back at the point. And there's another three, and that's good.
Too wide open. End rhythm. Easy pitch and shot, you know. Pitch and shoot.
Back to 18, 9:38 to go, and if it's going to happen, it better happen in the next couple of 3 minutes. Blaine Harris, here's another three, and that's no good, and the rebound to the Cardinals.
Guarded for us, unguarded for them, so it's shot selection, another unguarded three.
And another three-point make, Romello Smith. 76-55, and I believe with 9 minutes to go, it ain't over, but it's getting closer. Here's Robbins with a three, no good, no rebound in White, and the rebound taken down by the Cardinals. Up the right side, Dooling has it. A drive down the paint all the way, and the lay-in no good, and a late foul. Now that's past late. Clayton Robbins is going to be called for the foul. Not saying he didn't do it, but they really need to make these calls when they happen. I mean, a foul is a foul. If it's a foul.
You'd like that whistle a little bit earlier, I sense.
I call it when they do it. I mean, and it looked in it, and I told friend Kelly Hunt the other day. First free throw is good.
One of the better officials in the area.
Absolutely. I told Kelly, he explained to me how this works now. And I said, you know, I get what you're saying, but if you're sitting in the stands, it looks bad when you do that. Because it looks like you're trying to determine the outcome. And the free throw is no good. Tyrell Smith gets mugged, gets a rebound though. 77-55. Saturday, the Grizzlies go to State Fair. Down the lane, here's a runner teardrop. Good by Ace Evans. Boy, he's been good tonight at the offensive end.
He's hit some tough shots. Guarded shots, tough floater there.
He has 25 points tonight. Cardinals on offense. Gustav Blobenfeld comes in for the Grizzlies. The King of Denmark. Right side. Long three is no good. Long rebound taken by Tyrell. Now Sean Glass up the right side. They get back well on defense, and we get a whistle. And we have Josiah Green with an issue, and he'll have come out, but he may have got poked in the eye from the looks of it.
blood or poked in the eye.
And so we'll get a sub. Barbie will come in along with Gustav Blobenfeld.
Sometimes it's, I'm not sure about the stoppage there. Usually you don't see that stoppage on something like that, unless there's blood involved. Only red I see is cardinal red out.
And there's a lot of it. Here's the three at the point, and again, no good. Rebound, Barbie goes up, had it leashed away and taken away. And here comes Binion on the run, one on two, all the way in the hole, right-hand layup counting.
Talented, another talented kid. They, you know, I'll tell you this about this Mineral Area Ball Club. They've got some talent. They're fairly deep. They didn't sub early, but there's a tough shot.
John Glass for the left wing knocks it in for three.
Mineral Area is going to get better and better as the season goes. There's no question about it.
79-60. Up fake. Now goes up with it. Left hand up and good. Physically, we just can't handle these guys.
They're physically imposing their will on us, and they're doing it with length, with size. And really, they're playing really good, clean basketball. They're moving the basketball. They're sharing it. They're right there.
Drop pass three. Good.
And they're shooting wide open shots, Harlan. Shot selection. It's one thing if you are shooting threes that are guarded or are they unguarded. They've had a lot of good looks tonight.
Pace Evans to the corner. Tyrell Smith gets a three, and that's no good. Ball tipped over, picked up by Mineral Area. They come back with Romello Smith, Isaiah Purvey, now at the left point. On the left wing, Gustav picks up the ball with Romello Smith. He's been a revelation off the bench tonight. On the low block, wrap around to the far corner. Good ball movement. Down the middle of the key. Stop, block from 10, in and out. Rebound, Ace Evans. Six and a half to go, 84-60. Ace to the basket, puts it up. A high floater, no good. Blocking foul, he'll shoot two with 6:28 to go. The word physical would apply to most of the problems that we've had in this game tonight. We get a timeout on the floor. Kai Lindsey will check in after the break. 6:28 to go, and it's a blowout. Mineral 84, Grizzlies 60. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
84-60, the Grizzlies in danger of falling to 0-2 here in region play to start the season on Saturday at State Fair at Sedalia. That is a 4 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon. Would you rather have played at 4 o'clock on Saturdays when you coach in the region?
Absolutely. I didn't mind the, 2 o'clock games or 1 o'clock games we had in the Big 12. Those were nice. You get home, have a nice dinner after the game, and usually you decompress.
Right.
And then you woke up the next day and got going on your next scout, unless you played within 48 hours or something. But, yeah, you get home from State Fair. That's a drive from here, West Plains, up to Sedalia. So, beats getting home at 1 in the morning, right, Harlan?
It takes about 3 hours and 40 minutes to get there. Ace Evans makes 2 free throws, and his offensive night continues. He's got 27. He goes out. Makai Lindsey will come in for him, 84-62.
It's a be a big win for Mineral Area to go on the road and get one this early in the region play.
Here's a bad pass out front thrown away. Cardinals turn the ball over on the throwaway with 6:18 to go, 84-62. In region play, you've got to win your home game.
Yeah, equally as tough a loss for the Grizzlies,
right,
if they don't somehow come back from 22 down here is losing that first home game.
in what you would think would be a winnable game, but Mineral Area certainly has played well this evening.
Gustav Blavenfelt to the left wing. Tyrell Smith hard on the baseline. Puts it up. Good. Foul the play. The basket counts. That's the kind of stuff.
There's you have one chance here.
That's the kind of stuff that you really wanted to see more of tonight. 84-64. Tyrell Smith with a nice baseline drive from the left with a nice shot with the right hand.
Quick. You know, it was only a couple of passes, but the ball moved quick, which gave him the opportunity to attack a closeout. And offensively, we always talk about attacking closeouts. We haven't had a chance to attack many closeouts against this length tonight.
Tyrell at the line. That foul is the second on Makai Joyner. Free throw no good by Tyrell. 84-64, 20-point game. 6 minutes to play. Out front with it to the left wing. We play very loose defensively. We don't put much pressure on the ball. Down the lane, ball knocked away, loose, picked up inside. They'll bang a loose ball again. Picked up on the block, turn, left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Desiah Green for the Grizzlies. Here comes Desiah in the front court on the left wing. Long three ball is way off the mark.
Just you can't say anything other than that was a bad shot.
That was a prayer. That ball missed. That was as bad a miss as we've seen all year. Here's the shot, no good, good by Jordan Richard. And now he's got 7.5 and 11 for the game. 86-64. Disappointing night for the Grizzlies. Gustav in the corner for a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped over by Desiah, but it's picked up by Mineral. 86-64. I think our effort could be better, for one thing.
Well, you certainly have seen him much more than I. I know this is going to be a very disappointing loss for Coach and his staff, and the players are going to be disappointed. When they rewatch this and they take a look at their effort and their shots, I would think they'll be disappointed, and you would hope that they would come out guns a-blazing up in Sedalia. Certainly disappointed because you figured it would happen tonight, you come guns a-blazing. And we got down early, Harlan, in this one.
That was a big part of this whole thing. 86-64, and Jordan Richard at the free throw line for Mineral Area on the verge of picking up their 12th win, and the first free throw try is good.
Yeah, we were down 21-9. With 12:51 to go to start this game, so it really hasn't gotten much better. We've shown glimmers of hope at a couple times, but it's really been a impressive performance by the Cardinals.
I think the Mineral has made it really tough to maintain anything. Once we make a couple of buckets, get some stops, but that's about far as it has been able to go tonight. Jordan Richard with one more, 87-64, and good again, 88-64. So Jordan Richard will check out, and it's time to clear the bench. Carl Claxton, a 6'5 sophomore from Cincinnati, Ohio, comes in the ballgame for Mineral. 88-64. We'll have our Don's Auto Service player of the game when it's all said and done. That's going to be A7th, I can tell you that already. On the baseline, Damani travels with the basketball and turns it over, 4:22 to go. One thing about it, Saturday's game plus this one should be a wake-up call. It's going to take a lot more if we're going to compete in the region this year. Going to start out 0-2. Sean Glass, left wing three, is good. John's got 14, 88-67. Over on the left side, Claxton now on the baseline. To the left. They get it to Purvey. Back to the right corner. Drive on the baseline. Put up and around and good.
That was terrific ball movement around the horn there.
And let's see. We've got a technical foul on Joyner. He celebrated a little too much after that fine shot. After that fine move to the basket. So he'll get a personal and a technical, and we'll shoot two free throws. The shooter will be Sean Glass, and so the media timeout will ice Sean. With 3:45 to go, we should have waited till after the free throws. But it's academic. 90-67 with 3:45 to go. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stovepipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Sean Glass makes 2 free throws, and that's on the technical. 90-69, 21-point game with 3:45 to go. Let's see if we can make it look a little more respectable here in the last couple of minutes. Sean Glass with it in the backcourt. They played man-to-man pretty much the entire game all over the court.
That's a staple, Coach Iron's defense. What you'd like to see here from the Grizzlies is just playing good basketball. I mean,
here's Sean Glass. He works it in 1-on-2 and can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound to Mineral Area. 90-69. Grizzlies playing zone. They pressure a little and a bad pass by Nunez. Throws it out of bounds.
Mac just not on the same page there. They were trying to move it against that zone. Good job by the Grizzlies to change it up.
Another St. Louis kid in for Mineral Area. Lee Williams is his name, 6'6" from St. Louis. 90-69. 3:05 to go. Out front, Tyrell. Down the key, lost it on the dribble. Can't pick it up. It'd be double dribble. Pass across. Here's a lay-in good by Clayton Robbins. West Plains grad gets his first basket, 90-71.
And staying in that zone.
Here's a pull-up by Williams, no good, and Clayton gets a rebound.
Good minutes here by Robbins.
Yep. Ty Lindsey will take it down the key. All the way, pump fake, goes up and scores. Guy is one guy you can really count on. If he has any kind of chance to get the ball to the basket, he'll get the ball to the basket. 90-73. Left wing, open shot for a 2 by Claxton is no good. Rebound inside, put back up, no good, but a foul on the play. And the Cardinals will shoot 2 free throws with 2:11 to play in the ball game, and that will put Nasir Binion on the line. He has 6 points tonight, 2 out of 2 from the line, and the Cardinals up by, right now, a lead of 17.
Thought it could have been goaltending there as we almost grabbed the rim and kind of shook around, but you can tell Coach Irons is not happy with these last couple of minutes here. They had a 23-point lead, and it's down to, it's back up to 18 now, but it was down to 17. Got a little careless with the basketball.
Next try, good.
Just watching him coach over there reminds me of his dad a little bit. And the thing about the reason you win, I don't know, 8-10 state titles is you have discipline. That is a disciplined basketball team out there that we have faced.
I remember Floyd Irons wearing that corsage in his lapel when he would go. Here's a jump shot, no good, by Sean Glass from the left wing. Under 2 minutes, 92-73. Cardinals care not about scoring at this point.
Yeah, I guess there's no extra points for hitting 100, so.
Nope. Pass inside, knocked away, loose. Good hustle by Ty Lindsey on the floor. And now we get another late whistle. And they're going to probably call tie, and they are, for a foul, going for the loose ball.
Mac will shoot a one-on-one here.
The free throw shooter is Carl Claxton, and he'll put up the first here on the one-and-one, no good. Rebound, Damani Barley with one hand. Up the middle of the court, down the middle, and now left-hand layup, no good. Tipped up by Glass, tipped over and picked up by the Cardinals. Claxton, that should have been backcourt. Or was he in the front court? It matters not. Here's a turn and shot good off the board from the right side by Jordan Richard. He started. He's still out there, and he's got 11 and a half and 15 for the game. Devontae Barley out front. Drives the key, and a hand check foul will be called on Carl Claxton for Mineral, and the Grizzlies will shoot a 1-1. With 51 seconds, no, we'll shoot two with 51 seconds to go. Damani Barley. We've had some scoring tonight. First free throw is no good. We've had scoring from a couple of people tonight. Josiah Green and Javon Barbie, two of our starters, have combined for 4 points.
Yeah, that's tough. You want to have balance, and but they'll have a lot of time to think about this one. I don't know what coach's schedule was or is. A lot of times on a week like this, we would go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday would be our off day. So if indeed he gives them tomorrow off, it'll be a lot of soul searching.
Missed lay-in, ball tipped out of bounds by the Cardinals. It'll go back over to the Grizzlies with 34 seconds left. 20-point game, 94-74. I really thought that we would play better than this tonight.
I expected a nail-biter like the last one when that I was up here for.
Right.
Over Butler, 116-115. I mean, that came right down to the wire. I thought this one would too, but it was not to be tonight, and credit the Mac Cardinals from Park Hills, Missouri, going to have a 20-point victory tonight.
They get it in the front court with 12 seconds to go off the missed shot by Damani Barley, and the final is going to be 94-74. Our Grizzly player of the game is going to be Ace Evans. He had a huge night tonight. I believe he had 27. Anyway, thanks to Don's Auto Service, our Grizzly player of the game sponsor. If your car, your vehicle, isn't ready for winter, and I know we haven't had any winter yet, really.
Not yet. I was just in the 70s.
But it's coming, and it'll get here. Are you ready for it? Get your rig ready. At Don's Auto Service, they bring you the Grizzly player of the game each game. All right, we'll talk with Jared Fay here on our postgame coming up. 94-74, the final, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
The final score of the ball game is 94-74. Mineral Area comes in, and the Grizzlies lose in the home opener in region play and go to 0-2 on the region. Jared Fay joins us over here to my right. When this game started, the way the game started, just didn't look good, and it really didn't change much as the game went on.
No, we actually came out in the second half, played pretty good, and got some stops, but Mineral's too good a team to get down on. They shot the ball really well tonight, and kind of looking at their games they've had, mostly, you know, non-conference, when they shoot the ball, they just beat Indian Hills, and they shoot the ball well. They're so long, they're so athletic, they do guard you well, they rebound well. When they're hitting shots, they're pretty tough to beat, but we just got to get better defensively. There's a lot of things that, you know, we got to learn from and grow from real quick.
I think it's inherent in most ball players to, when you're, especially when you're playing defense, to not foul. That's just a, you know, that's a common thing. But we got to be willing to give some more fouls and play more physical if we're going to do anything against teams like this.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of times where we're asking for a foul, and it's like, okay, we're two conference games in, they're not calling that foul. Then on the flip side, you know, we can play a little bit more physical down there. So getting used to the physicality of things, how strong you need to go to the rim when you go. You know, we did a bad job in the first half of just the unforced turnovers. Mineral's a really good defensive team. They're going to be tough to score on at times, but too many turnovers where we just literally, you know, lost the ball off the bounce or things like that that we got to clean up. We gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, but
yeah,
a lot of them, you know, we know, again, they're big. They're going to come in and get a few of them, but it was their guards that were getting in the first half. So just some fundamental things that we got to get back to that we were doing well, that for some reason we hit a little lull here where we're not focused on the right things.
Well, now I'm not going to say it's a must win on Saturday, but it would really be beneficial if we could win that game at State Fair Saturday.
Yeah, we do. We need to get our group back. I don't know, these last two games, exactly. Just feel like we haven't been focused, haven't had enough energy. But we need to go up there and play well Saturday.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Derek Bay, Grizzly head coach, 94-74 is the final. Ace Evans had 27 tonight. He was the one of two players in double figures with 16. Sean Glass, 9 apiece for Tyrell Smith and Kai Lindsey, and it tapered off after that. The Cardinals, what? I want you to look at this balance. 16 off the bench, and from their starters, they got 15, 12, 8, 15, and 15. I'm sorry, let me turn you back up here.
Really, really impressive Mineral Area Ball Club tonight. In a lot of ways. They're going on the road against a team that was also 0-1 in the Grizzlies, and they came in here and they just simply dominated the game.
They did.
From start to finish, never trailed, I don't believe, unless we scored the first bucket, never trailed. Built a 21-9 lead early. Maintained that lead throughout. I think we cut it to 8 or 9, maybe.
9 points. We got close as 9.
9 in the second half and 8 in the first half from that early deficit. So kudos to Mineral Area tonight. And the Grizzlies got to go back to work tomorrow and try to figure out how to play better up in Sedalia on Saturday.
Grizzlies 9-9, and now Mineral Area goes to 12-6. So at State Fair coming up on Saturday, and you are welcome to come back anytime you want.
Well, thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming back, and it was, 20 years ago we had a pretty special season here where we got to the region finals, so I got some great memories and great friends here still in West Plains, and you're definitely one of them.
Well,
Carlin,
thank you, and be sure to say hi to Julie, and let me know when
my better half, of course, yes.
Let me know when you want to come back. Okay?
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Thanks to Brian Osmer for joining us tonight. Final again is 94-74 Mineral with the win. And for Dylan Groves and also Drew Joyce over there and Brian Osterman, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Section 106 at the West Plains Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.